So should we do an opening sketch?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless you have one.
I don't.
No.
I couldn't have anything farther from one.
We have too much to talk about to do an opening sketch.
Hello and welcome to
Hit the music!
Too much to talk about.
And we're going to start talking about it now!
Welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball. I'm Dave Barkley.
I'm Paul Frank.
Oh, I'm Matt Cowell.
I'm producer Steve Pukin.
And, this,
It's been a... You might have noticed it's been a while since our last podcast.
You may have also noticed that the baseball season is over.
That's true.
Have you noticed that?
did you notice?
I've been noticing that I'm not feeling, like, pain and agony every day.
Yeah, so, you feel free?
Yeah, I feel, like, free.
That's a good feeling.
Free is what I feel. Thanks, guys.
Even during the playoffs, you felt pain and agony because...
Well, look what happened!
Yeah. John Farrell was right, everyone.
Exactly what we didn't want to happen happened.
Dream job.
We finished in last place, and then that happened.
We all laughed at him.
Yeah, we laughed. We did laugh at him.
Let's recreate that scenario. Hey, I'm John Farrell. I have to leave to get trade me to the Red Sox. It's my dream job.
Last place Red Sox?
If Bobby Valentine can't do it, what makes you think you stand a chance?
Go on ahead. We just added Josh Johnson.
Ever heard of him? He's 7'9".
He throws 82 miles per hour.
No, I think
170 miles per hour with the wind chill.
Yeah. With the dome slightly open.
just cracked a tit.
Creating a vacuum effect.
That's the real Dickey good scenario. Just the dome cracked open a titch.
Yeah. His air suck ball.
Yeah.
That goes straight up to the ceiling.
Everyone has to wait at the beginning of the game as he stands on the mound and says, stop, when they open the dome.
Just right. And he licks his finger and holds it up to the sky.
And then gives up 5 home runs.
Yeah.
And everyone in the outfield blows at the same time when he's readying the pitch.
That would be fun. Everyone the Jays could get some good marketing out of that. It's a Dickey start. Bring your blower.
Everyone in the stand and drink wave their souvenir fans at once.
Oh, yeah. I knew I had this. Felix tried to tell me when we went to that booing John Farrell game that this would lead to tears.
By he tried crying. To tell you by frightened crying.
Yeah. He knew that bad juju would pay off with Red Sox success and Blue Jays not success. Mm.
He was giving you the shining about the season to come.
He's a talented boy.
Like, all of the Red Sox free agents turned out. All of them.
And he won the World Series, so that, yeah.
I think what we learned is to not laugh at people.
Yeah. And to wait for seasons to be done before we cheer for anything.
Yeah.
I'm not a Jays fan until further notice.
So we haven't podcasted since probably like May or June or something.
Was it that long? May or June?
That was before the 11-game winning streak. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that because we weren't podcasting. We should probably mention that this is the last podcast.
This is the last one. Number 50.
Number 50. We're not going to leave you hanging on 49.
Happy 50th, boys.
Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah.
I feel like that's above average for a podcast, is the last 50 episodes.
We've had a wild ride. I have so many memories of the first, 47.
Matt, you were on the first one.
Yeah.
That's
so
really
the sixth one.
Oh, I was there for the entire time.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of it through the floor.
We heard a lot of you taking a shower.
Yeah, that was
I take a lot of showers.
That was a recurring segment.
It was it was to build the mystery of the third host. It was
the
big reveal when King Kong is finally present.
Yeah.
Where do you finally see Jaws the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened later, yeah. All we heard was Matt's theme music for the first 47 episodes.
I dreamed a dream from Les Mis.
It's like someone's getting inspirational downstairs. Who could it be? Tune in for episode 47.
Yeah.
The one where the ratings go through the roof.
And then we decide not to do the podcast the one after.
I hope Ruhi will listen to this last one at least.
Yeah.
You guys don't think Ruhi has moved on? Ruhi's got better things to do
Ruhi's
with her life.
Sitting beside her computer since May. Waiting
been
for the
refreshing
next episode.
iTunes every 3 seconds.
Just
for the last
single
six
tearing it up like a champ.
Her life is falling apart.
God bless you, Ruhi. I
and
shall
any
miss
other
you
faithful
most of
listeners
all.
Who never emailed us at sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine, like, tomorrow? Tomorrow the inbox was just flooded. That would be like the cool runnings ending for the podcast.
Where we're upside down in a bobsleigh.
Yeah, dad mom.
Coming to terms with our limitations.
Is that how cool runnings ends?
I think so.
No, it's the sled though, isn't it?
The sled was
the
up.
The sled lets them down.
Well,
so really the sled is the internet. The apathy of the internet.
Isn't
we're on
bobsledding just about the sled, though?
Yeah, there's also leaning involved.
Like, that's...
yeah. And screaming.
Like, that's like the Jays saying, like, it was the bats and balls fault.
I guess it was.
It kind of was.
Yeah, vindicated, Jays. You're welcome.
Those bats weren't corked. That's the problem.
They gotta cork up them bats.
We didn't cheat enough.
Yeah. We didn't slime up enough balls.
We didn't have anyone suspended for steroids this year on the team, right?
No.
No, because we picked up people who were suspended last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart. Yeah, it was a close call with Melky, though.
Do you think A-Rod's ever going to play baseball again?
I hope not.
I feel like his suspension was a little unfair.
The more I think about it, the more that's probably right. If you're not letting your emotions interfere with it. Because, I mean, he is a first-time, I guess, offender at the end of the
day. Yeah, they have a system set up they should abide by.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he should get, like, Braun sentence, really, is what he should get. Because they both tried to obstruct the process, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think A-Rod's biggest crime, besides the steroids, is being a dink.
Yeah.
He also doesn't have an intelligent look to him, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's easy pickings.
Looks pretty vacant.
He sure does.
But he's so talented at baseball.
Well, he was so talented at baseball.
Yeah, not anymore. Still could beat us, though.
At what?
Baseball.
Healthy hips? Nope.
Oh, yeah. Our hips kill his hips.
Shriveled scrotums? Yes.
That's true.
He does beat us at that.
You guys have lost so many shriveled scrotum contests lately.
So losing a shriveled scrotum contest means you don't have a shriveled scrotum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on what the rules are for that shriveled scrotum contest.
Yeah, it changes from contest to contest.
Yeah.
Can't so, like, wait. Really, like...
I always go for the most shriveled and lose.
Oh, yeah, it's your strategy.
My scrotum is awesome.
Thing is, yeah, it's like bittersweet in any case. You either win and have a shriveled scrotum,
mm-hmm.
but then you won.
Do you know how prized a truly shriveled scrotum is?
In the Dominican Republic?
Yeah.
It's on their money.
Yeah. It is their money.
Yeah, you don't unshriveled scrotum off the island.
Just bits of shriveled scrotum.
Yeah.
We saved the best stuff for the last episode.
Can't wait.
What a great
have a good season, everyone.
I think we've said everything we needed to say.
So do you guys like the baseball season?
Yes.
It was the worst season pretty much ever.
No, it
was than last year?
Yeah.
Raised expectations.
I
didn't see, oh my god, we had players that should be, it was confusing.
Like, some of them just weren't good.
Yeah, we had good players that were waiting to get good, and then they were so bad.
Well, we had that first bad omen of losing Jose Reyes for a few months, and the season just kind of fell apart from that point.
Pretty much, except for the whole Kawasaki distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Which was fun, but
and we did distraction not nonetheless. Tender him a contract either, right?
Yeah, no. We should have.
I think we're gonna give him a minor league deal.
We can get him for $500,000 instead of $1 million, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, they're not idiots.
I think basically what they probably had some sort of handshake deal that was basically, we'll offer you a minor league contract, and then if you make major league roster, you'll get $1 million.
Yeah.
But we need to clear a roster spot right now.
Well, and you do not want Kawasaki playing on this coming season's team.
God.
Yeah, ideally he wouldn't play, right?
Ideally he would just be there to sell bobbleheads in Buffalo.
Oh, remember how much everybody loved him in Buffalo?
Oh, they did, yeah. Except for that one woman who was like, why do they like him so much? I don't understand.
There's always someone.
He's not good.
There has to be a naysayer.
She was right in front of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The one that asked me to protect her if the ball got hit?
No, it was a different one.
Oh, because I wouldn't have protected her.
No, after that Kawasaki comment.
I would have let her get a hit in the face.
No, those are the older people who told us to protect them. This was a younger, 30-something, 40-something couple.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They're from Buffalo, though?
Native Buffalonians?
I think so, yeah.
There you go.
Ballpark down in Buffalo is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Is there free Coca-Cola?
No.
If anything, it's far pricier.
Beer is cheaper, though. And there's a lot more, craft beer.
And you can play bean bags?
Apparently. Didn't see that.
This guy,
they got bologna sandwiches there, they sell?
They do.
Yeah,
they do. What's that sandwich, that buffalo sandwich? It's
buffalo wing sauce sandwich?
No, it's like something that they sell everywhere down there.
Oh.
A hoagie?
Yeah, it's like, I forget what it's called.
Cheese whiz sandwich?
It's like beef on a bun, but it's called something else, and they sell it in the stadium down there, too.
Is it Italian beef? Or
no.
No. That's a more Chicago
beef on
thing.
A stick?
I remember eating it at the stadium down there.
A cow you can bite?
Yeah.
Pretty much so.
Buffalo cheese steak?
It'll come to me.
The mushroom gravy.
A Cuban sandwich?
Yeah, they got Cubans everywhere.
Cuban sandwiches.
The Cuban people?
No.
Sandwiches.
Not so much. Yeah.
Lots of mushroom gravy smell, as Paul found out.
Yeah, I've always, if I could just have the floor for a moment.
Yeah, what is this mushroom gravy thing?
Well, I've noticed this on multiple trips, but there's this distinct smell about the city of Buffalo. I don't know if you guys have walked around in it during the day, Matt?
Yeah, I guess it has a smell.
Yeah, smells kind of like, it's like...
I'm usually staying in Niagara Falls and then going to Buffalo, so
yeah, okay.
The smells kind of mix into each other.
Yeah.
What's the smell of Niagara Falls?
Smells like casino money.
Or metal refining or something.
Smells like ka-ching.
Mist. Yeah. Smells like Ripley's Believe It or Not. In Clifton Hill.
No, but like Buffalo, no, there's this, and we discovered when we were there, we kind of came to the consensus that it was like mushroom gravy, and you could just smell that everywhere you went.
I like mushroom gravy, though.
Well, you should move to Buffalo.
You know who else loves mushroom gravy? My vegetarian wife.
Then she would love Buffalo.
Sounds like you guys probably have to move to Buffalo.
I do a little bit like Buffalo.
Yeah, I do too.
I like it. I mean, I just...
Matt and I performed comedy there and had an awesome time.
It just smells weird, that's all.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Just a
weird smell. It just is weird.
Well, Hamilton smells like steel, but then you just get used to it.
Yeah, there is kind of a smell about Hamilton, too.
Downtown Toronto smells bad, too.
Yeah, it smells
you think
like,
so?
Yeah.
Like what?
There's a couple parts that smell pretty gross.
Because of all the Bay Street bankers? Yeah. Or do you mean like the rougher parts?
Or the sewage smell.
Yeah, around like King and Strawn is like pretty sewage.
Oh, yeah, smell. Yeah, that's where like refineries are.
Yeah.
Like pig.
Yeah.
What's that called? Abattoir.
Yeah.
Those are there. Stanley Park kind of area.
Yeah, I hear those pigs screaming all the time when I'm there. It's terrifying. Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But it's a cheap part of town to buy.
I guess we've all learned a lesson from this.
Every place smells. Smells.
The whole lot.
You know, a place smelled great, though, was Chicago.
Yeah. It's because it's so windy, so the smells can't stay.
We didn't go to the abattoir section of Chicago, which is kind of known for its meatpacking.
Yeah,
in the 1920s.
Yeah, honestly. There's so much in the 1920s, the smell is probably still there.
Yeah. Gary, Indiana definitely had a smell as we drove through it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Did we roll down the windows?
I had the windows up, you know.
We had the windows up, and still, there's a little smell.
It was glass permeating smell.
Yeah, yeah.
What did it smell like, Steve?
It smelled like Gary.
It's its own smell.
It's its own smell. There's a smelled like high crime rates and meatpacking plants. I don't know.
And rail riders.
Isn't that rail riders. Yeah, rail like cats. Baseball team, right?
Yeah, they're
the rail cats.
They're like a single A type team. They're independent leagues. With the same league as the Winnipeg Gold Eyes.
Oh. Gold Eyes?
Yeah.
Steve.
Gold Eyes?
Steve, you're not Felix. Did you go to any Gold Eyes games when you
no,
lived in
Winnipeg? No, I've never been to one. It's I think they mainly started after I left, or at least it got more popular. They got the new stadium. Apparently, they were the 2012 champions of that league that I can't remember the name of.
You should move to Winnipeg, the home of champions.
No, or you really don't want to. They didn't even have outfield seats in their park.
The Blue Bombers win the Grey Cup once?
They won it a lot, but they haven't won since, like, 1990, I think it is now.
That sounds right.
I think you're right.
Speaking of football, imagine that. Mike Ditka is the only one who's picking the Bears to win today.
We have on mute a Bears-Packers game to celebrate the end of baseball for the year.
Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah, oh, man.
I've been to this Lambeau Field.
That looks great.
Like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. I've tailgated.
Do you like visiting Lambeau more or any baseball stadium more?
Any baseball stadium.
What's the worst one we went to? I went to Tropicana, so that...
Okay, so...
That's pretty awful, right?
That was pretty bad.
What is the worst?
Kind of charming in its own way. But you have to really hate the life.
For me, I went to the Metrodome, so that's the worst.
Well, I don't know, man. We might be going to Montreal next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm banking on that being the worst.
It probably will be.
Oh, you guys, my sister's moving to Montreal.
Whoa!
Megan.
Cool.
Because Freddie, her husband, got a job at McGill.
Freddie!
Nice.
That's all I had to say about that.
Freddie!
Yeah.
I don't really... See, I've liked every single stadium that we've done. Like, I haven't seen a really shitty one yet.
Yeah, we haven't been to Tropicana yet.
Arguably ours.
yeah, probably.
You know, and like, I was expecting the answer to be U.S. Cellular Field.
Yeah.
But having been there, it's probably one of my favorites.
Really?
Just because the people.
Why? What did you like about it?
What did I like about it? The people were so awesome.
Yeah. They are super nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gone?
Was entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a White Sox game?
Yeah, I went to a Sox-Jays game there.
I think that there's sort of an old-timey vibe that's kind of downplayed because,
it just,
like...
It honestly felt a lot like the Rogers Center to me. Just
really?
An outdoor Rogers Center.
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I really
sort of... The
food's
better, though.
Yeah.
The food was...
Way better.
So good, and, like, I just kind of identified with it. I don't know.
I think the White Sox fans had sort of a humility to them because they know the Cubs get so much attention, even though they're so shitty.
Yeah.
So
they're like, yeah, we have our own tradition. We have these good players. No one has heard of, like, Nelly Fox and Aparicio.
Showless Joe Jackson.
For some reason, we still have a team here in Southside of Chicago.
They were terrible this year, too, the White Sox. They were pretty bad. After that series with us, they
nosedove.
Nosedove, yeah.
You think it was something we did?
I think it was that whole fog that we brought into town.
Yeah, it's the stench of the Jays that we brought. It resonated.
They probably saw that movie, The Fog. Then the fog happened and that freaked them out.
Yeah, I think so.
So I honestly... I can tell you the stadium I've been the most underwhelmed by was probably Jacobs Field, because I had heard such awesome things, and it's just like kind of an average stadium. But yeah. I still wouldn't say it's.
Yeah, I think that one
like a clear least favorite, and like Cleveland's one great. Of the most fun trips we've done too. So like as a whole.
Yeah, but in terms of stadium, yeah, I would agree with you. It'd probably be one of the more underwhelming ones.
Yeah, but it's still like a nice stadium.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I need to kind of get into the whole like I have to go to Oakland and then like maybe also get robbed while I'm there.
I think Oakland would probably be the worst.
Because I think if I went to Oakland and I didn't get robbed, I'd be like, oh, but they have some neat history and character. But if I got robbed, that would like seal it.
I got mugged. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the season was a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Was there other parts, like, around baseball stuff that we enjoyed? It's hard now because when we look back on it, this will be the series where we were so bad and John Farrell won the World Series despite us.
Well, what about those days that we were hanging out in the Rogers Center Hotel? Was that for your birthday, Dave?
I think that was opening day.
Yeah, that's right.
Around my birthday.
But I mean, that was super fun.
That was a lot of fun. We're doing it again.
I already reserved it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's fucking do it.
I was there for a game not too long ago in the hotel as well.
Yeah.
That I watched 1 second of baseball, but it was still just a great environment.
Yeah. It's nice to have that option. Yeah. To ignore the baseball.
Yeah. And we slept there overnight in the hotel room, and all I could just listen to the vacuums.
The cleaners, my God.
Oh my God, I couldn't sleep a week.
That's
terrible.
They don't mention that.
Oh, we had the window closed all the way too. And then I'm like, oh, is the window open at all? And then I open, it's like, bang!
Why are they laughing all night?
I'm like, jeez. They do not stop.
Yeah, they can't. They shouldn't charge $400 for a room if that's going to be... Yeah, they vacuum that fucking thing all night. Yeah, I would do it again, though.
How did Robbie Alomar live there? Remember Robbie Alomar used to live there?
Probably took sleeping pills.
He didn't live in a room-facing...
in a soundproof room.
Well, no, like, if he didn't live in, like, a field-facing room. He lived probably, like, in one of the regular rooms.
Probably. Like a suite they had.
They probably tied a bunch of sheets together and swung indoor. Like, on a sheet rope.
He had a fun-loving spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the World Series this year?
Was bad.
I was kind of... When it started, I was, like, into it, and I think the third game was interesting, because I was like, you know what, sometimes it's fun to have, like, the best two teams playing for the championship, because I kind of get tired of the Cinderella story after a while, but then after a while, I was like, fuck these teams.
Oh, yeah. They were the worst. Like, the game two ending was hilarious, but after that, I stopped paying attention pretty much.
And I kept forgetting which one I hated the most, because I was like... so glad that the Cardinals are probably lose. And then I'm like, oh, but they're losing to the Red Sox. Oh, fuck.
Well, for me personally, I'm a huge Dustin Pedroia fan. I like him as a ball player. So I just wanted him to win. And, like, nothing else really mattered, you know?
I feel
good ball player who plays the game right is going to win the World Series, which is good.
I feel that way about David Ortiz. Like, I love the guy. And even though he plays on a team I hate, like,
And threw on that helmet at the end of the World Series. And why did he have that on?
I don't know.
That was the first time that I was just like, okay, what are you doing, David Ortiz?
The magic of David Ortiz, though, right?
He had that on, I think, when they won earlier series, too.
Okay.
Well, I think he started with the goggles, and then the goggles leads to the helmet.
Yeah.
Just preemptively getting ready for the celebration. But if they had, like... had a 2011 style sudden loss, then everyone would have been like, and Ortiz had the helmet on, what an idiot. He still has that helmet on. A helmet of tears.
Nobody's talking about that fried chicken anymore and beer.
No one's saying anything bad about the Red Sox.
You know, and the thing is that the same sort of like them, like, showing everyone up is what they're complaining about the Dodgers. Like, they're doing the same, like, over-the-topness, and they're complaining that about the Dodgers, but Red Sox, oh, they're just crazy guys with beards. We love it.
And I what happens when you win, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all swept under the rug. And
the Dodgers have a lot of ex-Red Sox on them, too, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
It all stems from that horrible organization.
I think the Dodgers thing is related to the fact that their payroll has gone way, way up in like the last year or two.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, look, they're so rich and they're so
the Yasiel Puig kind of rubbed people the wrong way too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it was focused mainly on that one guy.
I don't know, I can relate to that guy because we got that guy pretty much, only he's not as good. That Brett Lowry guy.
Yeah,
you know that guy.
He turned it around.
Yeah, he did. He definitely calmed down a lot towards the end of the season.
Hey, we got DeRosa again.
Oh, great. Super.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but he's like Brett Lowry's like,
mentor.
I guess, dad.
He
now.
Did the job he was hired to do really perfectly.
And yeah.
Just be a backup guy.
Apparently, at the end of the season, Lowry was actually like going to like Edwin and going to DeRosa to ask advice, and he would never have done that before.
Yeah, he would usually go and give advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, be like, hey, bro. You better have some more Red Bull.
You gotta scream more while you play, bro.
Feeling bored, bro? Steal home!
Hey, Adam Lind, run home on that shallow deep fly, or I'll yell at you. That was the Brett Lowry before he got injured. Then after he came back, was like, hey, guys, can you watch some video with me?
Yeah. I'm human, guys.
Maybe it was like a near-death experience for him. He saw the light, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Like he's bruising his ribs?
He probably died for 6 minutes after that slide.
And we re-signed Adam Lind.
Perfect.
Or not re-signed him. We picked up his option.
Yeah, that'll be fine as long as
we
have
What do you guys think about that? Another year of Adam Lind.
I always want him to do so great. And for a while last year he was doing really good, and then he kind of petered out again. But
we could trade him, though.
What they need to do is use him in a proper platoon and not have him facing left-handers ever. Like, maybe once in a blue moon. But the problem was when he started to go back to revert back to Adam Lind, as we've known him for the last couple of years, is when he was playing way too much against left-handers.
I feel
albeit part of that was because of injuries to everyone.
I feel like first base DH is not a good position to platoon, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's something you do with your, like, one of your outfielders.
Yeah, you're, like, left fielder usually.
Well, I think the A's do it with Brandon Moss and someone else.
Yeah, well, but how are the A's doing
this year, too, right?
Yeah.
Napoli and Ortiz.
These are playoff teams, Paul.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember the playoffs?
I don't know. I would have been completely okay if Lind was gone, but he's back, and that's fine, too. Maybe.
He must be the longest-serving Jay now, right?
Casey Jensen's up there,
still.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
It would be Casey, because he was around for most of 2006, and Lind got called up in September, I think, for 2006.
Casey was around for John Gibbons 1.
Yeah.
And Gibbons hated him.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Remember because Cito came in and they were like, and that day Cito put in Adam Lind and he never sucked again.
Except for that 3-year period.
Except for those seasons that weren't 2009.
Separate 3-year periods.
And the middle of 2013.
Yeah, maybe John Gibbons was onto something.
So I guess Rajay is not coming back.
Yeah, we did not.
Yeah, he's probably going to look for a job.
Yeah, he's a free agent now, and I say adios, Rajay.
We have cheaper Rajay, Anthony Bass.
Yeah, I love seeing him on the bases, but I hated seeing him try
anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a shame with guys like that. It's like Joey Gathright, Rajay Davis. Rajay Davis is much better than Joey Gathright, but like just guys with speed to burn that just can't get their shit together, you know?
They're just not true ball players, I found.
Although, like, Rajay did have a really good year this year.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he got on a lot. His batting average was way up. But I think to Gibby's credit, he used him properly.
Yeah. Mm. And the only reason why he got used against right-handers at all was because, again, injuries. And because we had so many injured outfielders. It's the only reason why he got so much.
There's something wrong with the way Blue Jays do things, that they just have injuries all the time.
Well, that's why they're trying.
Playing on the turf might really wear on you, right?
It could be the turf, but that wouldn't explain the pitching, though. Like, in the past, the Sky Dome rubber has been said to have been one of the best. I think it all comes down to, I think it's that fucking Pulis. That George Pulis. And that guy's got to go.
Yeah. Well, they just hired a new trainer or conditioning coach, right, or something?
Thank God.
But Pulis is still
George
there.
George Pulis's brother?
He's still...
Pooley?
Maybe. And we've got the hitting coach from the
Albert
Royals.
Pulis?
Yeah. The guy who turned around Gordon and Butler.
Oh, yeah. Seitzer?
Yeah.
The Royals are the team that you really want to model your hitting after.
Hey, man, they had...
The 2011 Royals, yes. Which he was their hitting coach for. But hey, you know.
Maybe he learned a lot.
But they have a really good contact hitting team, though.
Yeah, we could definitely benefit from being more contact.
You know what we could benefit from with our hitting is not having GP or Encevia.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
That is the sore spot of the team, then.
Yeah,
I have a hard time even thinking about it.
I think I've finally given up on defending JP.
Non-tender.
How do you defend him?
He doesn't anymore, but I'm glad you finally have come over to the dark side on this one. Because, he is one of the worst baseball players
Absolutely.
I've ever seen.
He had such potential, though.
When
he won Pacific Coast League MVP and got 2 home runs on his first day.
Yeah, that debut was amazing.
Yeah.
It was all downhill after that, though.
Pretty much.
And he's got great power. He just doesn't have a good head about using it.
It's so easy to get, there are teams that'll say that, too, about him. And they'll get seduced by the 20 home runs. And
we'll let someone else deal with them.
Like the Astros.
I don't know. Do you want Adam Dunn on your team?
No.
I would rather have Adam Dunn than
Adam Dunn walks a lot. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
That's the difference.
His on base percentage is still fairly decent.
Yeah.
Even though he hates baseball.
Yeah. With JP, I mean, a lot of backup catchers make him are better than him. That's a fairly sad statement. But
yeah, well, was the stat that he had, the worst on base percentage in world history or something?
Well, he was 5 at bats away from doing that, but then they held him back at the end of the season. I wonder why. So he wouldn't technically be historically the worst,
or because
and qualify
he was
for the batting title.
Shitty.
I think if
Josh
Tolley
wasn't much better though.
I love Tolley.
At least Tolley could catch a Dickie's knuckleball.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
remember opening day? How many of those knuckleballs got by JP?
God.
Oh, that was horrible. That's
that was how you knew the season would be bad.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
It was those first 2 pitches or whatever.
Oh my God.
I like Tolley because I like calling him Thole.
Yeah.
And then making puns using the word Thole.
And his
Glory Thole.
Yeah.
His music is great too.
The Thole your heart.
Yeah. Makes it seem like he's a little kid with a lisp.
He kind of looks like a little kid too.
Thole Man River. Bob Thole.
Bob
Thole.
Tholing down the river.
Right. Yeah,
that's
Bob
the first
Thole
thing I said.
Through a beam of light. That's an old Norm MacDonald Bob Thole impression.
Excellent.
Those are the days. Yeah, so JP Arencibia is terrible.
Yes. Think he's going to be non-tendered?
I think there's still a small percentage chance that even if it's on another team, he ends up being good. I think a lot of it's mental.
You know what? I think he's got a broken brain here in Toronto, and probably leaving this city would be the best thing that could happen for
him. Yeah, it doesn't help that
it's
he gets angry
like Aaron
at the
Hill,
media
you know?
All the time.
Maybe he needs to go to, like, Kansas City or something.
Or Arizona, like yeah. Aaron Hill.
Yeah.
Was it, yeah.
Or Colorado, where he can sell out for power all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I could see him in Colorado, actually.
Yeah, he looked good in purple.
Yeah. Purple stripes.
We could trade him for Ramos. Or what's his name? What's the catcher for Colorado?
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I had him on my fantasy.
I know. Team. What's that cat's name? He's great.
Yeah, WR was his initials.
Wilson.
We'll never know.
It's not Wilson, really.
Willen Rosario.
Willen Rosario, that's right.
Okay. Willem Dafoe. Yeah.
One of the best catchers in the majors. No one can remember his name.
Nice.
Well, guys, I have some jokes.
Yeah.
I wrote them on my phone.
No.
On the bus.
That's great, Dave.
The new world of technology. So, this was a disappointing year. I think we can agree on that.
I'll concede that.
Yeah, you've been arguing so long and so hard. But this was the best year. this is the top five disappointments from this year.
Oh, they're probably not going to be the same five I was thinking, though.
Probably not. They're not all J.P. Aaron Sepia. Well, I don't know if you ever had high hopes for him, though.
Oh, for this year? Yeah, you did. I thought people...
Yeah. Would. Yeah, okay. Realistically, probably the most disappointing one was Josh Johnson.
Yeah. But that's not funny.
That's not the jokes, though. Okay. My first one. I was disappointed that Dave Steeb was not named the Commissioner of Baseball.
Yeah. We were expecting Dave Steeb to be the...
That was...
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. And then
You must have read that wrong.
I thought he was going to demand to be called Your Majesty by everyone.
That's...
Oh, that was a
setup. Is that all that way for Your Majesty?
Setup for a pun.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. So the word Your Majesty entered my head, and then I had to write a joke about it. That's how humor works.
Oh, dude, there's a lot of commissioners of baseball that want to be called Your Majesty anyways.
I wouldn't put it past Kennesaw Mountain Landis. That guy had quite the ego.
That's a disappointment, Dave. That's a disappointment for
that
sure.
That was a crushing disappointment.
A different generation, though.
It's true, yeah. Back then, everyone was called Your Majesty.
Yeah, it's true. All the men were, and all the women were called...
Slut.
Mary.
Yeah. All right. I was also disappointed those poor Yankees didn't make the playoffs for the umpteenth year.
You were?
Umpteen is a word I made up meaning one.
Disappointed, yeah. Yeah, that's disappointing.
You know, I felt sorry for them.
Yeah.
They were loaded with XJs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would have been happy if Vernon Wells won World Series MVP.
Why?
Oh, he's so nice. Such a teddy bear. Speaking of the Yankees, did you guys know Mariano Rivera retired?
Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah,
why didn't he let everyone know? We could have made a big deal about it.
Oh, I could have given him a gift or something.
Yeah.
Could have gave him in your way.
What did
Did he make the All-Star team? I hope so.
Has he ever made an All-Star team?
I don't know.
He's one of those
underrated.
Yeah, underrated players.
Underrated players.
That's what you get as a backup catcher for your whole life.
I'm also seriously, you guys. I'm also seriously disappointed. We didn't get to use this World Series parade route I drew up.
Where does it go?
Well, it involves walking in and out of Lake Ontario 8 times. A brief skywalk up and around the CN Tower.
Okay, yeah.
And then a War of 1812 reenactment at Fort York.
Nice. But dipping yourself in Lake Ontario 8 times before starting anything.
Yeah, no, full on walking into the water, marching back out dramatically. R.A. Dickey at the head of it, playing a fife.
I bet you he can play a mean fife.
Probably. He probably can, if anyone does. It's the guy who uses the Game of Thrones theme as his warm-up music. I also am a little bit disappointed that I made a bet saying the Astros would win the World Series. And
doesn't sound like you know baseball very well.
Well, I don't know. I thought they were due, and...
Well, I just thought they were due.
And now I literally have to eat shit until I die.
Why?
Well, that was the terms of the bet.
Why would you bet that?
Well, you don't know what I would have got.
Why don't you tell us what you would have got?
Yeah, tell us.
I don't remember. I was so drunk.
The stakes must have been pretty high.
Well, I mean, like... I understand.
I probably would have been called Your Majesty for the rest of my life. They were
new to the league, so nobody knew their style of game.
They were a blank slate.
They could have caught a lot of people off guard.
The lowest payroll in baseball.
The enigmatic Houston Astros, they were called.
Any team with Chris Carter on it, that's a safe bet for success.
Yeah, X-Files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More mysterious.
It's Chris Carter, right? That's the...
Yeah.
He was their, like, power-hitting number four hitter.
Yeah, that's who he used to platoon with Brandon Moss. Chris Carter.
Yeah, in Oakland.
In first base. Oakland does things a little differently, though. Ever see that movie Moneyball?
No.
You'd like it.
Doesn't interest me much. You guys.
Paul, do you have some?
I got something going on. I have a guest here, and we had to get him on for the last show. He's a dear friend of the show. One of the dearest, I would say. And
Steve?
No, Steve was here. He's been here the whole time.
Did you know Dave?
Oh, hey, Steve. Yeah, I knew that. You got
it. I'm referring to Buck Martinez. He's going to try to keep his emotions out of it, but he wants to say goodbye. And he's going to do that by reading their horoscopes.
Ooh.
I'm interested to see how this plays out. Except that I can't, because I have to go sit in the other room and reflect on what this podcast has meant to me.
So I won't
be here for it.
Maybe I should go with you.
Well, okay, maybe.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
You guys can handle this by yourselves?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Right. Well, when's Buck coming? How long do you have? He's coming right now.
I think he's coming with...
He said he was just coming down the Black
Creek. I think Dave leaving with me means that he's coming here with Pat Dabbler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Well, later, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Bye,
man.
Oh, no.
Oh, hey! Wow, hey, everybody!
Hey, it's been a little while.
Good to see you, Pat Dabbler.
Hey, I missed this old gig.
Why did Paul and Dave leave? What a bunch of jerks.
I think they had a reflecting look on their brows.
Okay. Okay, well,
darkened brows they had.
Old?
As my mother used to say.
Old, pointy brows.
Mrs. Tabby.
They called me Mrs. Tabby in college because I was so promiscuous.
That's because every day you showed up to class wearing a cat suit.
Yaga, yaga, yaga. Is that what we do? No, that's your guys' thing.
Yeah, your sound effects.
Yeah. Whoopee, whoopee. What were the Parker and Seville noise?
Yeah, that was it. Whoopee, whoopee.
Whoopee, whoopee.
Yeah, waka, waka.
I gotta read you guys your horoscopes. Who wants to go first? What's your sign? Shout out your sign.
I know Dave is an Aries.
Dave's an Aries. Okay, I'm gonna read Dave's horoscope. Wait a minute. Aries. There it is. Every day you go to bed staring at the sun. But tonight, Day, you will discover that the sun has been replaced by a giant tangerine. Why not take a bite out of it and see where it goes? I think you'll find that you'll be pleasantly, horribly burned to death. Well, that's Aries.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could apply to anyone.
This is going to happen to one-tenth of the population.
Are these horoscopes that you're reading out of the paper or that you've divined from the unknown?
These are from a newspaper that I found.
Which newspaper?
I found this newspaper.
The Found Times.
Yeah, the Found Bus Times.
Well,
I got these from a homeless man's mouth.
Oh, yeah, it's still sticky.
All right, what's another horoscope?
Matt, what's your
What's your... I'm a Gemini.
Gemini. Okay, Gemini.
Oh, the twin.
Gemini. Ooh, surprise, you're not a Gemini.
No. Are you Gemini? Sugar Tits.
No. What's this one's name? Sugar Tits.
Yeah, Sugar Tits.
Right.
Sugar Tits.
Because of the sugar on his breasts.
He's a sticky man.
You sure it wasn't Sugar Tits who you got that paper from?
All right. What'd you say? Gemini?
Yes.
Okay, I got it right here. For once in your life, could you have a single conversation without spilling piping hot soup all over yourself? I know I can't. Also, earlier I saw a raccoon come in here, just saying.
Come in here.
Really?
That's Gemini.
Into the Andre Dawson studio?
That's right. He's running around somewhere. He's up at the rafters. He's got some popcorn in there, I think.
I hope he catches those mice.
Oh, God. I hope they band together and take us all down.
It would serve us right.
That's right.
Well, Steve, what is your zodiacal sign?
Yeah, Steve, I got one for you in here, I'm sure. You just tell me your sign.
It's Cancer.
Cancer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Rough.
Oh.
Why is that even a sign? Am I right?
It's nothing good. When Steve, Steve is making crab hands.
Crab hands.
Snap.
Was the sign first or the calling it the disease cancer first?
The sign was first.
So what? We should really ask the question. Why would they?
I think it's because that crab had cancer. That's why they called it that.
Yeah, crab was the first one.
He's like, guys, I have cancer.
Just like that monkey that had AIDS.
Yeah. That's where it comes from.
It's a real dark place.
Yeah. Someone caught cancer from a crab.
All right. I have the cancer horoscope right here. You're going to find this eerie, Steve.
All right.
Cancer. If you're reading this, then that means your name is Steve. Derived from the French word Steve, meaning basket of eggs.
Ooh.
Now, if you're thinking, wait a minute.
I was thinking
my name is probably Erica or something if I'm a girl. Well, that means you're reading the wrong horoscope, Steve.
Makes sense.
Cancer.
Spot on.
Yeah. What about your other host?
You, Buck? What's your sign?
Oh, I'll get to me in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Paul Frank.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Okay. Heard he was a Taurus.
Oh, we all have different signs.
Yeah.
Or they do.
Those guys, yeah. Okay, Taurus. You've earned a treat today. For every piece of food you eat today, call poison control as a precautionary measure. You might meet some new friends who drive sweet ambulances. Wedding bells? That would be a great name for a band. That's Taurus.
Oh, you know what I heard about Taurus?
Yeah.
You're either Taurus or you're against us. So happy about that. Oh, we have fun here in the booth.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I could do mine.
Yeah, it's Buck's.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Buck. My sign is Unitarian. If you are reading this, it's already too late, meaning I've locked myself out of the Unitarian factory. Tonight, drinks with friends. Unitarian.
Oh, I like the part about the drinks.
Oh, drinks with friends.
Nice. It's a nice thing to do when you're locked out of your Unitarian
factory.
Well,
what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Get
Blotto.
Yeah. I think that's all the horse.
Joey Blotto. Go find him.
Yeah. The drunk Joey Blotto.
Yeah.
Do you think when Joey Votto gets drunk, he calls himself Joey Blotto?
No, maybe. Do you think when Rob Ford gets drunk, he calls himself Joey Blotto?
He should. I think when he gets drunk, he calls himself Mayor of Toronto, because it's all the time.
The best mayor the city's ever had. That's what he said.
Well, guys, those are our horoscopes. Oh, I didn't do Pat Tabler's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's your sign, Pat Tabler?
Cleveland Indians.
The Cleveland Indians. If you're not Taurus, you're against us.
Yes! The
Cleveland Indians. Wookie, Wookie, Wookie!
Well, Well, time for our tearful goodbye.
That's your vaudeville duo. What are they called? Pappy and Snappy?
Yeah, I'm Snappy.
I love those guys, yeah.
Yeah. I love Pappy and Snappy. Well, I gotta go sleep underground until the next podcast. Forever. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Wait. He was never here.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, guys. That was nice reflecting for
it
a
was,
while.
Yeah.
What
really...
did you guys reflect about?
Yeah, same stuff we reflected on earlier.
I actually forgot to reflect.
What were you doing?
Fucking jerking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were jerking in the same room while he was there?
He was reflecting.
Well, he was reflecting. He was lost
he
in
was
reflection.
He was dead to the world for a bit.
I was his spotter.
I just seized the opportunity. jerking it. does anybody else have anything that they want to discuss?
Well, what was good about this season?
Not you, Steve.
Edwin, people in the bullpen.
Yeah.
Casey Jansen.
Yeah.
John Gibbons' lighthearted post-game interviews.
Yeah, still a funnier manager.
Not John Gibbons' managing, but his interviews.
Yeah. My favorite John Gibbons quote was when Kawasaki got called up, and Jerry Howarth was like, he said something to the effect of, how does it feel to work with someone who doesn't speak any English at all? And then John Gibbons said something like, well, you know, he'll drop some English on you. I just like that.
That's nice.
I like that.
That's nice.
And he did drop some English on us.
Yeah. He sure did. Yeah. That was a prophetic statement. Yeah. Yeah, Kawasaki was a great thing.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah. That walk-off double, that time he hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
All great things.
Standing on his head.
Yeah.
For kicks.
Telling us what country he comes from.
Yes.
Yeah, now I know.
And what
Goins was a nice little second baseman at the end.
Yeah. That was a
fun.
Nice classic September bright spot.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on him to be a thing. But I would like it, actually, if they could, like, somehow get rid of Asturias and then get Goins to be the utility guy.
Yeah.
You know what? I thought Bonifacio had a fantastic first season in Toronto.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see what he has in store for us.
Yeah, how is he going to follow that?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
So you guys think next year more shit or bounce back?
I think there'll be a little bit of a bounce back at least. I'm not sure how far. I'm not going to jump and say playoffs, but I think over 500.
I'm going to jump and say playoffs.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to say, no way.
I think
that's when it happens.
Yeah,
I
just
think
ask
we
the Red
trade
Sox.
Jose Bautista in this offseason.
Like, honestly, I want them to package Bautista with Asturias to try to get something. Because I want to clear Asturias, and I think that there are teams dumb enough to think that Asturias is valuable.
I think
we're
you're going to have.
One of those teams.
Honestly, I think you have to maybe lose a Jose Bautista in this lineup.
Yeah.
For proper leadership to set in.
I agree with that. He's not a good leader.
No, he's not.
He's vocal, but doesn't mean he's a good leader.
Yeah, but on the field, he plays hard.
Yeah.
But he shows everybody the wrong way to do things.
Yep. Agree with that. And, like, who wouldn't want to sign Jose Bautista? Who wouldn't want to
sign him? Well, there's tons of teams would love to have his bat in the lineup.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. I think if we traded Bautista, though, would it be kind of giving up on this version of the
Not
series?
At all.
No?
No.
I think we'll still have plenty of offense without Bautista.
I don't know. I feel like the whole point of getting the guys over the winter was to build around Edwin and Bautista in this so-called three-year window that we have. And to... I mean, I could see them trading Bautista if things are going shitty midway through next year, but I don't know if they're going to do it in the off season. I think they still feel like they can augment their core a little bit. Like, there's places that they can automatically upgrade for fairly cheap. I mean, second base or catcher, they can immediately get more production out of someone they're going to pay like $8 million or less. So
yeah, I agree with Steve. I'd be really surprised if they traded Bautista. I think there's different ways to get better.
Do you think we'll sign Irvin Santana? Because he's following me on Twitter.
Oh.
I hope so.
Yeah, he followed Steve for no reason.
Yeah,
too, right?
He did, yeah. He
followed, did you follow him?
No, after he followed us.
Yeah, yeah.
It was weird. Steve was like, did Irvin Santana follow you? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then 2 days later, Irvin Santana followed me.
Do you think he's listening to the podcast?
Maybe.
He might be a big fan. He might be like, this Toronto sounds mighty nice. I move here.
Yeah.
So we probably saved the Jays.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Santana had like one bad year, right? That's about it.
Yeah, he's a talented guy. Mm-hmm. We always seem to lose to him.
There's also been rumors about us going for Jeff Samardzija, too. What do you guys think of that?
That'd be great. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And young.
Yeah.
Ish.
Like yeah, because the Cubs don't seem to be willing to extend him, at least not for the amount of time or money that he wants. And he still has like a couple of years, I think, left on his...
That's the kind of guy that Anthopoulos would want.
Yeah. Taking it from that idiot, Theo Epstein.
I think Matt Garza would be a mistake. That guy's going to get way too much money.
Yeah.
I thought our time on Matt Garza kind of passed.
Oh, and...
I thought there was maybe a time, maybe like 2 years ago, that it would have made sense.
And AJ Burnett didn't get a qualifying offer, I think?
That's true. He didn't. Do you guys want Burnett back?
Nope.
No. He's okay.
That would be weird. I don't think Burnett would sign in Toronto.
No.
I don't think so either.
Unless he has a real twisted sense of humor about it.
Unless, yeah, we can just pay him more than anybody else.
I think he'll be like, oh, the city that booed me a lot that one time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then we calm down a little bit.
With a broken brain like Burnett, you don't want to bring him back into a city like this.
Yeah, I don't think he enjoyed being here either. Remember he would talk about how he would, like, rather play for a team where they like baseball all the time? Did he say that? Yeah.
Okay, then maybe he's not.
He did?
Well, it was like, someone asked him, would you,
like,
if you got traded to, like, the Cubs or something, would you like it? And he was like, yeah, I would like playing for the Cubs, where they, like, eat breakfast, or eat baseball for breakfast every day. That's great. It was more in that context, rather than, like, fuck the Jays.
Yeah, people don't like it when you question their fandom. You know, like what Josh Hamilton said about Arlington not being a baseball town.
Yeah.
And Josh Hamilton
sell out fairly often too, right?
And Josh Hamilton went on to have a wonderful year this year. The Angels, that was another underachieving team big time, but their rotation always, like, this year sucked anyway.
Yeah, but Josh Hamilton was right. If you say, what sport is most beloved in Dallas, you're not going to say baseball.
No. But if you said, what sport is most beloved in L.A., you're probably not going to say baseball either.
No.
You'd say hockey.
Yeah.
For that 2 weeks.
Or you might say basketball.
You realistically say basketball, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even have a football team. Did you guys see that?
Yeah,
maybe
that's
surfing.
That's fucked up.
You know what their favorite game is in L.A.? Box office bingo. They're obsessed with the film industry.
Yeah, they love it. Why is that? What's their problem over there? How is that not distracting for the baseball players? Box office bingo. I'd never heard it called that before. Crazy.
Crazy Dave.
Mm-mm. Well, guys, any last words for the internet?
No. I guess.
Run your virus software often.
Yeah. Run your McAfee.
Yeah.
Watch your back, internet. No, it's been a great run. This has been a great podcast, and I'm certainly
proud of the job that we've all done, even if only Ruhi was listening sometimes, and I'll miss it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And anyone who listened to any part of any episode, or appeared on any episode, we thank you so much.
Yeah. You have enriched us gravely. Wait, greatly.
I'll say yes to Paul's first comment, gravely. I just wanted to say that.
Nice.
No.
Gotta go for the jugular, Snoop.
No, it's been an interesting time. I'm amazed that we made it to 50 episodes. Sometimes it felt like we weren't going to make it to 5, so it's astonishing that we've made it this far. And
because we're so shitty.
You were really doubting us.
No, I thought
no problem, 5 episodes.
I can't believe it took Paul and Dave and Matt 50 episodes to realize they were not funny.
You know that's not what I'm saying.
What are you trying to say, Steve?
I'm trying to say that, like, doing a podcast like this is a lot of work, and we all have busy lives, and it is amazing that we're able to put so many hours into this podcast and to make it good.
Steve, we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't give you one last hard time.
I guess not.
Yeah. We love giving you the business.
Yes, you do. It's too bad we can do one last final live show or anything, but I guess that's not in the cards this year.
Well, let's just see where this podcast goes.
Yeah, maybe someone will play it at a show.
It's possible.
Maybe this will replace Drake on the billboards.
Maybe we'll be the new All-Star
Guys,
ambassadors
maybe,
for Toronto.
Maybe this is being broadcast to Dundas Square right now.
Matt, what did you do?
Is this a surprise?
Surprise!
Oh, I wish I'd been funnier.
I do too, Paul. Nah. I do too.
There's nothing we can do about that.
That
now.
One's for you, Steve. I had to give him a hard time.
No, we don't give me a hard time, okay? Okay, Mr. Episode 47.
Hard time, Al.
That's not how this works.
Oh, is anyone we forgot to thank?
Matt didn't say a thing about, he didn't sing a song.
Well,
say anything.
Congratulations on making it 50 episodes, because that's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Being in the comedy business, it's hard to make it to 50 episodes of anything. 50 shows,
yeah,
50,
true.
Yeah. Doing 50 sets, 50 podcasts is impressive. So
Freaks and Geeks never made it to 50 episodes.
No,
I think they made it to 2.
Yeah,
but you
too
guys
much
really
beloved
should.
Episodes.
They never made 50 Garfield movies either. Yeah,
they might have.
wait until you see what Dave and I are writing after this.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's 50 Garfield movies.
Garfield versus racist Garfield.
Oh man!
All right, is this it then?
Think it is.
Thanks,
all
guys.
Right. Thank you, everyone
Thank
who's
you.
Ever listened to us.
Thank you.
This has been the best.
Yeah. For Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
I'm Dave Barkley.
I'm Paul Frank.
I'm producer Steve Pukin.
I'm Matt Cowell.
Gramps is here.
The two
Jack
cats.
Jack and Bender, yeah.
Jack and Bender.
And go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves, everybody.
Go fuck yourselves.
What they said.
I've never been big on that, eh?